Good morning, everyone. Our first hymn this morning is from the Bible Students' Hymnal, hymn number 257. The words of verse 1 are on the screen. I know that we have sung this hymn many times over the years, but I always think that it's very profitable to meditate just for a few moments on the words. Verse 1 reads, "New every morning is the love our wakening and uprising prove." And of course, there are two parts to that, aren't there? Our wakening and uprising prove. And those words are very meaningful to me this morning, and also will be to you, because we've just heard some news of a quite tragic accident last night. And Brother Ray Charlton will now give us the details.
Yeah, last night we found out this morning. Some of you will remember Sister Ruth Jordan from Adelaide. Her daughter Josephine broke a leg and was in hospital. Her husband, trying to do something, fell and tore his ligaments and ended up in hospital as well. And tragically, last night, their son was killed in a motor car accident. It's a major blow to them. Neither of them can leave hospital, so we've got Sister Dorothy and Sister Felicity heading back to Adelaide to assist the family. And that, because as you can understand, there's going to be a lot of things to do. But I was just wondering if you would mind if we bowed our heads in prayer and asked for the Lord's blessing on them. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, we come before your throne of grace this time in sadness for the news that we've heard, the loss of a young man in a car accident at a very critical time for his parents. We ask that you be with them, that you give them your comfort, as we know that is the only comfort that we can have at times like this. We also especially ask your guidance and watch care over Sister Dorothy and Sister Felicity as they head back to assist this family in this time of grief. We ask that you travel with them, that you be with them, that you, if it's your will, that they may travel safely back, and that they may be a comfort and a blessing to these people in this time of need. And we ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Ray. Yes, I know Josephine very well from earlier days. Josephine and Priscilla, Jack and Ruth Jordan's two daughters. So then, brethren, let's rise to sing now with some gusto hymn number 257, appreciating that new every morning is the love our awakening and uprising prove. We'll stand to sing 257. After we've sung the hymn, please remain seated. Thank you, Ben.
Thank you.
Yes, certainly that hymn, every experience brings us daily nearer to God. And this morning, I feel that very much the case. So Brother David Walczak now leads us in the opening prayer this morning. Thank you, David.
Dearest Father in Heaven, thank you so much, Lord, for letting us be here, meet with our precious, beloved brethren, studying your holy words. Please help us, Lord, so we can learn more of how we should behave, how we should live. Please help us all in making our calling and election sure. Please help us to be the right witness to one another and to all who see us. And please help us in bringing our children up. Please bless their hearts and minds also with your Holy Spirit. Please be with all your people, wherever they are. Please bless this convention and the speakers and everyone here. And also, please forgive us for all our sins and our weaknesses. Help us in all of that. Everything according to your will. In Jesus' name, amen.
And now we'd like to sing again hymn number 268 from the Bible Students' Hymnal. O glorious hope of heavenly love, it lifts me up to things above. It bears on eagle's wings. Let's stand again to sing hymn number 268, and then after we've sung the hymn, please then resume your seat. This morning. The first one is, don't forget messages. If you have a message which someone has asked you to bring to the convention and you wish to present that personally, then the opportunity will be tonight. But please come and see me during the day sometime, and then I'll let you know where you'll be in the program for tonight. So that's messages. The second thing we will announce now, we know it's 12 months away, but we'll let you know now that yesterday we were able to book this venue again for next year, 2013, the Lord willing. Next year, Australia Day is on Saturday, so we have been able to book this place from Friday, the 25th of January, in the afternoon. We feel that that's a good arrangement. You can travel down from Melbourne and nearby precincts in the morning. So the convention will start in the afternoon on Friday the 25th, and we'll end with lunch on Monday the 28th for 2013. So that's for your forward planning. There's a verse of scripture which I know we also know very well, but it's also very precious, I think. And that's Revelation chapter 3 and verse 5. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. That's Revelation 3 and 5. One commentator wrote, "The faithful overcomers watch and keep their garments unspotted from the world. They have not defiled their garments." Our Lord will confess them and praise them before our Father in heaven. We really can't imagine what that really means, can we? We have our advocate who will praise us before our Father in heaven. That was the commentator's few words about that verse, the wonder of it. And there's a poem in... my computer's just gone. Oh, here it is. There is a poem in the hymn, in the Poems of Dawn, which I think is very appropriate when we start thinking about keeping our garments unspotted from the world. It reads, "Of all we meet in life's great stream, there's but one here and there who treasures most the better things. Each man to self most highly clings." Isn't that true? "For self he toils, for self he sings, except one here, one there." The world would be a desolate place, but for one here and there, whose heart with self hath not been filled, whose love for God hath not been killed, whose thankful praise hath not been stilled, there's one such here and there. And this hath been the Lord's wise will, to find one here, one there, who counting earthly gain but dross, would daily take the Christian's cross, e'en at the risk of any loss. God finds one here and there. 'Tis not the numbers that he seeks, but just one here, one there. He seeks not souls, but jewels fair, for those who will his suffering share, and for his sake reproaches bear. They're few, one here, one there. But oh, the grandeur of the work, for this one, here and there, to join in lifting up our race, to wipe away of sin each trace, to make of earth a perfect place, put glory everywhere." And now I'd like to read in that vein from the Paul's letter to the Philippians. Philippians chapter 4, and we'll just read verse 1 and verse 8. "Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things." And now let us sing a hymn again from the Bible Students' Hymnal, hymn number 174A, and this hymn is an introduction to Brother Russell Collins' discourse. hymn number 174A. Let's stand again to sing, and then after we've sung the hymn, please resume your seat.
Thank you.